Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's bring in David Hellman from DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by Ford. Built for Texas, built for you. Good morning, Dave. Did you catch Jerry Jones with us this morning?
Of course I did, John. Good morning.
Good morning. What did you take from the owner and general manager, if anything?
I mean, it's not anybody's favorite thing to talk about, but just the dialogue y'all had about Amari and the COVID situation was definitely interesting to me.
Would you be worried if you were Amari Cooper, if you wanted to re-sign with the Cowboys?
Well, no. I mean, he's already signed, and I mean, I think Jerry Jones made it really clear, like, how he feels about Amari Cooper as a guy, and I think his production speaks for itself. So, no, I wouldn't be worried if I was Amari. But, yeah, I mean, listening to it, I was just like, oh, Jerry sounds a little annoyed by this whole situation, for sure.
What do you think is going to be the playing status? Again, we're all blind to it. They love to mislead the other team. Tyron and CD for Thursday.
Yeah, we're worse than we've ever been at this.
Yes.
And I mean, I got to give Mike McCarthy credit because that's the only thing that's changed. You know, the rest of the organization is very similar to what it has been, and they are managing to keep a better lid on these types of things than they used to. So shout out to Mike. I thought I was certain Tyron Smith was going to play right up until it started to leak out that he wasn't. And then you think about the short week aspect of it. Do you want him to turn right around and play again on 3 days rest after the Chiefs game? So, I mean, I've been wrong a lot this year, but I'll put my faith in Tyron playing this game, knowing that he gets a full week to get ready for the next one. We're hearing a lot of optimism about CD, but, I mean, it's just a different animal when you're talking about a concussion because that's not something you push through. You either clear the protocol or you don't. But the fact that we're hearing so much optimism after just a day since the injury, I'm at least hopeful that there will be some good news when game time rolls around.
I asked Sean this earlier. If Tyron is out, let's just say he's out, what kind of changes would you make to the offensive line from last week? Would you keep it the same, or would you, you know, if it's going to be Steele left tackle, do you really want McGovern next to him? Would you try to flop him and Zach Martin? Or do you want to move Lael to left tackle and Steele back to right?
And Seki, how
would you do it?
I don't remember who said this, but it's a famous quote that people love to say, which is, if you're going through hell, keep going. I mean, especially on a short week, like, they're not even really going to get to practice this week. This isn't your normal situation where you've got 3 days to kind of sort the kinks out. They're going to get a couple glorified walkthroughs, and then it's time to play again. So I don't think this is the week to start tinkering with stuff. I think hopefully Tyron can play, and if he can't, I'd probably trot the same five guys out there. I mean, if they really were hell-bent on putting Connor Williams back, that's fine, but Mike McCarthy kind of took the drama out of that yesterday. He said he thinks McGovern will start. And like I said, I don't blame him. This is a week where you just kind of want to get with it and go. I don't think you really have time to experiment on a three-day week.
I agree. David Hellman, DallasCowboys.com here on 105.3 The Fan. Did the Chiefs game, or the fact that, you know, they didn't win one of the big heavyweight matchups against the Super Bowl contenders, does that give you contender hesitation in your mind when it comes to this team?
I hate to admit it, but a little bit, honestly. And we talked about this a lot on our platforms this week. It's really, it has nothing to do with the fact that they lost. It's just the way the offense kind of no-showed. And look, I know what happened. I know they didn't have Tyron. I know they didn't have Amari. I know they lost CD halfway through it. But there were a lot of opportunities to play a better game that they didn't take advantage of. You know, Terrence Steele and other guys were able to hear the snap in Minneapolis a few weeks ago. So, not hearing a snap, not being set for a play, Dak floating balls to Michael Gallup on the opening play, ill-advised throws or at least need to be better balls on the pick to CD in the end zone. Cedric Wilson and Noah Brown had the dropsies. Like, again, I don't know if they win, but there were plenty of opportunities to play a better, closer game. And if they do that, then I'm fine. You know, I felt great after the Buccaneers lost because they went over there and played a fantastic game and somebody's got to lose. But that's not what we saw on Sunday. And so, you know, I'm sure they'll be healthy. Or I'm sure they'll be better when they have a chance to get a little bit healthier. But I just would have liked to have seen a cleaner, more poised performance. And we didn't get that from the offense.
How many edge rush reps should Micah Parsons get when Randy and Tank are back?
I love. I heard you with Jerry, RJ. I heard you trying to sell it, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah, do my best.
And I'm glad you brought up Tank and Randy because that plays into this, right? Like, I'm not moving the guy full-time to a position just to have him rotate and getting, like, 35% of the snaps behind the starters. And that's the thing, that's what I think is so fun about Micah. Like, I don't want to put a label on the guy. I compared him on our show yesterday. I was talking about, like, the way basketball has kind of become positionless. Yeah. Micah Parsons, he's a positionless player. Like, he can play off-ball linebacker, he can play edge, he can blitz. Jerry called him a pressure player, which he absolutely is. I love the idea of snap count being entirely determined by what the opponent deals with the worst. So, to answer your question more plainly, yeah, even when Randy or DeMarcus are back, I would love to have him getting a handful of edge rush reps, but you can use him. I mean, you can use him coming up the A gap when those guys are rushing off the edge. Like, I don't really care where he is. I just want him on the field as often as possible.
You tweeted this yesterday, and it would relate to Michael Gallup. The Broncos gave Courtland Sutton, SMU, his extension. And RJ, you have to answer this too, because we always fight about Gallup. 4 for 61 with 35 guaranteed. Is that what you think Gallup could be getting, Dave?
Right now, I don't think so. Like, I don't think the number will be that big right now unless Mike just absolutely blows up in this final part of the season, which is totally possible. But I think that's a jumping off point at least, or just something to think about when you're thinking about those numbers. Because what, the top of the market for a receiver right now is like 20.
Yep.
Devontae Adams is going to reset it. It might be as much as like 22 or 23 by the time the spring rolls around.
Yep.
And
that's 15 a year that Sutton got with 35 guaranteed.
Right. If I had to guess right now, I think Gallup is capable of getting somewhere between 10 and 15. It's kind of hard to peg until he's finished his season. But you look at his body of work, his resume, what he's capable of doing. I don't know if he gets exactly as big of a deal as Sutton got, but I certainly think he's capable of being in that ballpark.
What do you think, Choppy?
I would, 15. I was thinking he probably gets around 13, 14.
Okay.
The
13, 14 range, I'll just give you the range from 15. I'll give it, Thielen makes 16, and I'll go backwards. Thielen, Godwin, Cooper Kupp, Sutton now 15-2. Jarvis Landry, Robbie Anderson starts the high 14s. Devontae, Dave already covered it. Stephon Diggs makes 14-4. Corey Davis, Curtis Samuel, Tim Patrick, Aguilar got 11. And then you got Tyler Boyd, Will Fuller, Sterling Shepard ends the salary at $10 million.
Okay, so he's probably a little lower than 4. I'd say probably about 12 then.
Okay.
But, I mean, you know how the contracts work, right? I mean, they always just kind of leapfrog each other. At least theoretically they would.
Well, the highest one does.
Yeah.
What I'm hearing there is that there's at least a few receivers around the league that probably want new deals. Like Stephon Diggs is only making $14 million a year. That's wild.
Right. I agree. How's your Thanksgiving Day consumption go in terms of the favorites and the least favorites after you're done working, I assume?
I'm actually, this is a really exciting week for me. When the Cowboys play on Thanksgiving, so I haven't had a regular Thanksgiving since I started working here, but my parents and my brother are actually coming up. They're going to go to the game. Ooh. And I think they're getting an Airbnb. I think we're going to cook a big dinner on Friday when everything's over. So I'm pumped for that. It's not traditional, but in my family, deviled eggs are a big thing on the holidays.
Okay.
Like we make them for all the major holidays, and I'm going to eat like 12 of those, and everything's gravy after that.
Literally. Gravy after that.
Literally everything is gravy.
After that, I moved to the mashed potatoes and gravy for sure.
You have to.
What worries you about the Raiders?
Right off the top of my head, Max Crosby and Darren Waller probably. Yeah. We've seen what dominant pass rushers can do to this offensive line, particularly if Tyron's not back. I don't know off the top of my – I feel like Crosby's more of a left end than a right just off the top of the dome, but I'm sure they can move him around as they see fit. And then, it's a lot like Kyle Pitts. Dealing with Waller is going to be fun this week. I would imagine it's going to be Jayron Kearse and Trayvon Diggs come to mind immediately, but that's a guy that you're probably going to want three or four people watching because he's such a mismatch over there.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for the time, and we'll catch up with you later. Thank you, Dave.
Appreciate it, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.